It's time for West Texas Roots. In February, we talked to many interested people at the Texas Farm, Ranch, and Wildlife Expo. We gathered family stories, holiday stories, personal stories, all painting a beautiful picture about the history of West Texas. Lola Bailey's story is one that takes us back to a time most may not be familiar with, and only a few have experienced, when schools truly took place in one room, the one-room schoolhouse. Teaching only about a dozen students, ranging from five different grade levels, Lola tells us about how she was the very last teacher at the very last one-room schoolhouse in Texas.
I closed the last one-room schoolhouse in Texas. The reason that we had to close because of Senate Bill 1. It's located on the other side of Van Horn. Van Horn on the other side of it has a different time zone, but it's before you get to Cerro Blanco. I came to work in Van Horn, and then they needed the superintendent over there. So I applied and it was accepted. I was the superintendent and the teacher. I ran the whole school. We had about five grade levels. We had one in the sixth, a couple in three in kindergarten, and I hired an aide because they were special needs kids. So we had everything we needed. The money was there until it wasn't. We had over a dozen students. They were students that came in from the ranches. Their daddies were either managers or owned it or something. And so they provided their own transportation. I paid them money to drive in. It was a white stucco building. We did a lot of field trips because I had a nice pickup, and we just put all the kids in and we took off to wherever we wanted to go. We went up in the mountains and let them walk around and run around, you know, being kids. It was very interesting and it was really good, and the kids did well in school. The interesting part was that all of them were in the same room. So if I had something, a lecture that was really good in one subject, I'd see all the heads go. I'd say, you have to do your work, you know, don't look towards us, try not to listen. And they got to where they could do that. They brought their lunches, had a microwave, heated it that way. I was trying to think, it was when my mother died, I think it was 92. I was at school when I got the message. So yes, it was very traumatic and for them too. But the people were very kind to us, they helped us. The neighbors, everybody did. It closed in 95, I think. It was a neat thing, but the neatest thing was they gave me some good publicity. I made the Dallas Morning News front and second page of it. I made the El Paso Times, pictures of the kids and the whole story of that. And then CNN came in. When that ran on TV, it was Wolf
Blitzer.
That's who did it.
That's right.
That's who did it. He sent two reporters out and they stayed 2 days. And then he took all the information, and I have it too. He was a very nice man, but the kids are successful. I still hear from them Christmas time and other times. They'll write me letters. It was a neat experience. I came back to finish out in Abilene.
We recorded Lola Daly's story about the last one-room schoolhouse in Texas at the Taylor County Expo Center. If you've got a story to tell or know someone who should be talking to us, let us know. We'd love to meet you and them. Send us an email at info@kacu.org with the subject line, Roots, or give us a call, 325-674-2441.